If you're not into mustards, you've missed the memo. I mean, the hot dog pairing thing is not the end of the story. Anything a salsa can do, a mustard can do, and maybe even better. The only hitch is, fine mustards are expensive. And this brings me to Noelle Carter, who did a homemade mustard piece for her Daily Dish column in the LA Times. Noelle, good to have you with us. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be here.
Okay, making mustard. Where did you get the idea?
You know, it's funny. I've written a number of stories for the LA Times, and you know, you think you know how to make everything, but mustard was something I never thought to make. And I guess until recently, I just never thought it was something you'd make at home. And when I started doing a little research, I realized how actually embarrassingly easy it is to make, and there is nothing like the flavor of homemade mustard.
So where do you begin to make mustard?
You know, it's really very simple. All you do is you combine mustard seeds with a liquid. That's a basic mustard. You can start with powdered mustard or whole mustard seeds, which you can get in a grocery store or online. Combine it with a liquid. Basically, the sky's the limit. And then flavor it however you desire, and voila, you've got your own mustard.
Now, I've tried this. I've had some success, but I've tried this. Mustard seeds are famous for being difficult to grind.
They can be. And, you know, I looked up a bunch of different recipes while I was researching the story, and the easiest way to do it is soak the seeds first and then grind. And you can grind them in a food processor, and it's so much easier. If you like the workout, you know, go ahead and grind the dry seeds. But me, I like it a little easier.
Well, I want to backstep a second, because I know there are different kinds of mustard seeds, and each one has a different sort of flavor. So can you just walk us through the mustard seed choices and how we can work with them?
There are three types of mustard seeds that you use to make your own mustard. You've got your black mustard seeds, which are the smallest seeds, and they basically contain the most heat, the most pungency. There's a slightly larger brown seed, which is much easier to find, and that the heat's a little bit less pungent. And then you've got your white or your yellow mustard seeds. They're kind of an off-white, yellowish color, and those are typically the most mild of the mustard seeds.
Okay, and those are the ballpark mustard seeds.
That's correct.
Right.
And you just stick the seeds in a bowl, cover them with liquid. Usually you use like a cold water or a cold vinegar. And then, wait until they're softened and then go ahead and grind them up and finish your mustard from there.
All right. But now, does it make a difference what kind of liquid you use?
It does. And another thing, the temperature of the liquid makes a big difference, too. I read a few different sources said that water tends to produce the most heat. There's an enzyme that works with the mustard to release the heat, and water seems to be the most complementary environment for that enzyme to get going. You get the best heat, and I found it produces the cleanest mustard flavor with the best pungency. You can also use a vinegar or a wine, even a beer, to hydrate the mustards. Those will all allow the mustard to release its heat, but I found that you don't seem to get as much heat if you hydrate the mustard in a liquid other than water.
Uh-huh. Now, you do see mustards that have wine or beer. Can you add some of that later on?
Definitely. Hydrate your seeds, flavor them, grind them, take a taste of the mustard. Now, you know it'll evolve as the mustard sits, but after you've hydrated the mustard and you've ground it up, go ahead and add other liquids. Add a little vinegar, add a little beer, sweeten it and spice it to your taste, and then just keep tasting it as the mustard ages, adding a little bit here, adding a little bit there to develop it as it goes.
And then you can add all kinds of flavorings, right?
Oh, definitely. The sky's the limit. Brown sugar, maple syrup. I tried a mustard. It was a honey-based mustard with chopped fresh herbs, and it was so nice with turkey after the holidays. But really anything, even chopped fruit. I tried a mustard with I rehydrated it in hard cider, and then I added chopped fresh apples. And the fresh apples just, they added such a nice sweetness and a crunch factor to the mustard. It was really different and something that you don't see in the stores when you buy mustards.
That sounds fabulous. How long will it keep?
You know, it depends. Mustard's known for having it's got these antibacterial properties, and I've read that, you know, mustard will keep basically forever. But if you're going to be adding other ingredients, I would definitely, store it in the fridge after after it's ripened and developed. And I would keep mine probably no more than 2 to 4 weeks, depending on what you add to it.
This is great. Noelle, thank you.
Thank you.
Noelle Carter writes the Daily Dish column in the LA Times.